Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the 10th day of Menachem of Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masech de Bava Kama, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi's tipna is kasha l'shus harabim l'zvolim. The person who takes out his straw and stubble to the public thoroughfare, and he does it so that it'll become manure. It'll become good fertilizer. The straw and the stubble, and which he can use afterwards for his fields. Meantime, behuzak ben acher, someone slipped and got injured because of his straw that was out there in the street. Chayuv ben iskoy, says the Mishnah, he is chayuv for damages caused to that animal, or to the person, any person who slips. Bechalak kodim bohen zacha, and the first one who comes and takes the manure out of there can acquire it. Basically, the Chachamim made a penalty, and they declared his straw and stubble ownerless, and that was to discourage people putting them in the public arena. And even though they are hafker, and a person could say, well, I don't own it anymore, I left it out in the streets, doesn't matter, because if someone got injured or an animal got injured, we say the person who put it out there is chayv to pay, because anyone who's mafkir, who declares ownerless something that he put there originally as an obstacle, and it was done intentionally to put out there, chayv, person will be chayv. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he adds, kol hamekalklin b'shus rabim, that any person who puts out things that are an obstacle in the public thoroughfare, even if he did it with permission. Now, what's an example of that? He put out, let's say, his things where people, and there was a certain time of the year that people were allowed to put out their fertilizer into the public area. And even if he did that in that time, there is, the Gemara brings down a brisa that says that during the period where people would take out their waste to be decomposed and used as fertilizer, when people were doing it, when it was the season of doing that, then anyone's allowed to do that, and you can keep it there for 30 days. But he will be hizikul if they cause damage, chayovin l'shalom, they're obligated to pay for what damage they caused. V'chol ha'kodim bahen zochah. And the first person who comes and takes it will be allowed to keep it. And if the owner comes back and can't find it, it's bad luck. Now, this is a penalty, of course, for the person who put it out there. But does it apply even where they acted brishus? Satosus explains no. He says that this part of the Mishnah, kol hakodim b'hen zocha, is not to be understood as referring to kol hamikalkon, that even if you put out your things with permission. If a person puts them out with permission, yes, if they cause damage, he still has to pay. But does someone else have a right to take it? No. And this, what the Mishnah does say, they have a right to take it, what Rabbi Shmuel ben Hillel says, right to take it, this is only when they did it, not birshus. For example, they left it more than 30 days out in the public thoroughfare. From that moment on, then people can come and take it from them. The Chachamim made a knas. They didn't want the people leaving there longer than the time period that was allotted, or in general, if it was not permitted in the first place. This was discourage people putting out things there to become fertilizer. If a person was looking out in the street there, and Bishus Rabim, and he saw a pile of animal feces on the ground there, and he thought, this is good, I'm going to take this up for fertilizer, and he turns it over. He has a pitchfork, and he is hoifich es agolo in order to acquire it. Meantime, behuzak ben acher, someone comes along now and slips on it, chayiv ben iskoy, then the fellow who turned it over is chayiv for damages caused, because by that action it shows that he intends to acquire it or to own it, it becomes his, and therefore it's he's chayv for any damage that results of it being out there in the public arena. Mishnah Dalet. Shnei Kadorin, two people who sell pots. They are potters, earthenware. They make pots of earthenware. Shoimalchen ze'achazah. And they're walking behind each other, or one's walking behind the other on the road. V'niskal HaRishon, and the first person stumbles v'nofa and falls to the ground. Miniskala sheni barishin, and then the second fellow stumbles over the first person and he gets injured. Harishon chayiv b'niska sheni. The first fellow who fell over is obligated now to pay for damages of the second fellow. The Gemara qualifies this and explains that we're talking here about a case where the first fellow was able to get up before the second fellow slipped and toppled and because of him and fell over. And because he didn't get up when he had ample time to do so, therefore he's held negligent and he's chai for damages that are caused to the fellow behind him, but and then he's chai to pay for damages that happened to him. Now, what happens if he didn't? If he wasn't able to get up? There was not enough time. He fell down. And then the fellow stumbled over him. Then we have a halacha that if he didn't have any chance to get up and the other fellow slipped over him, he'll be potter. Why? Because the halacha is niskal lav pesheho. We say that someone stumbling over and falling down is not called a negligent person. It's called onus. Furthermore, the Gemara adds, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even if he would have been able to warn the second fellow, hey, watch out, don't fall over me, he's still exempt. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that when a person is busy, is so frantic over his own fall, he doesn't have the frame of mind to warn someone else. However, the Gemara also brings another opinion of Ranachem Yitzchak, who holds that if he was able to warn the other fellow, even if he couldn't get up, then he's chayv. He's called held negligent. Now, in all of these cases, whenever we say that he's chayv, that he's obligated to pay for damages to the fellow who fell over him, it comes under the category of boyer, of a pit, leaving an obstacle in the public, and in this case, his own body forms a boyer. Now we know that the rule is that shorvel adam chamovel akelim. We learn in the case of a pit, someone who digs a pit and causes damage, or his body is then it causes damage. He's only chayv for damages to a person, but not to. Sorry, he's only chayv for damages caused to an animal or to a person, but not kelim. Not vessels. So if the fellow who fell over him also broke his grass jars, he would not be chayiv to pay. Because it's a tolda of boyer, he is the man who's there in the grand tolda of boyer, and the person is not chayiv for kelim that are damaged by a boyer, in this case his own body.